This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So imagine you are running on a treadmill.
Okay.
You know, you've got the incline completely maxed out. You're sweating profusely. Your heart rate is just through the roof.
Right. You're putting in a ton of effort.
Exactly. You feel like you are conquering the world. But then you stop, you step off, and you look around. And you haven't actually moved an inch forward.
Yeah.
You're in the exact same spot you were when you started the workout. And that feeling, that massive exertion with zero forward momentum, that is exactly how a lot of business leaders and marketing directors are describing their current growth efforts right now.
It really is. I mean, it's this profound sense of exhaustion mixed with, honestly, a lot of financial anxiety.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you see high activity across every department, right? Massive budgets are being deployed, but then there's just complete stagnation where it actually matters on the balance sheet.
Yeah. And that is exactly the frustration we're getting into today.
Mm.
Because we have a really fantastic source for this deep dive. It's a 2026 strategy guide. And it's written by Joe Medico, who is the director of client services over at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Right.
And the guide is titled, What a Real Marketing Strategy Looks Like Versus Just Running Ads.
Mm.
So our mission for you today is to take this guide and help you figure out how to tell the difference between having a true, scalable growth strategy and just, you know, maintaining a really expensive collection of marketing habits.
Which is a crucial distinction.
Especially now, right, in 2026, where the whole technology landscape is completely shifted beneath our feet. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
Because the author uses a phrase right at the beginning that I think is going to, well, it's going to hit a nerve for anyone staring at a flat revenue chart. She calls it the tactic trap.
Yeah, the tactic trap. It's essentially this illusion of progress. And I want to point out, we aren't just learning new marketing vocabulary today. We are fundamentally reframing how business growth functions in the AI era. So the tactic trap is basically this scenario where a CEO or a marketing director is looking at a dashboard and they're seeing lots of green arrows.
Lots of metrics going up.
Exactly. The team is running Google Ads. They're posting like every single day on social media platforms. They are supposedly doing SEO. On paper, everyone in the organization looks incredibly busy.
The activity level is sky high. I mean, the team is working late. The Slack channels are constantly pinging with updates about, you know, impressions and click-through rates.
Right. But then you walk down the hall to the CFO's office and you look at the bottom line.
The actual money.
The actual revenue being generated from all that frantic activity. And it's completely flat. Joe Medico points out that if you cannot tell the difference between a cohesive strategy and a collection of expensive habits, you are caught in this trap.
Yeah.
And it usually stems from, well, fundamentally confusing a tactic for a strategy.
Which we see all the time in the business world, right?
Right.
I mean, people throw those words around interchangeably in board meetings all the time. But the guide draws a very sharp, unforgiving line between the two. So a tactic answers the question, what are we doing?
Right.
Like running a LinkedIn ad is a tactic. Posting a high production video on social media, that's a tactic.
Yes.
A strategy, on the other hand, answers a much deeper, more structural question. It asks, why are we doing this? And exactly how does this specific action turn into a closed deal and measurable revenue?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the author of this guide does not hate tactics. I mean, tactics are the necessary execution of the work.
Right, you have to do something.
Exactly. What she is aggressively warning against are uncoordinated tactics. When you just have this massive to-do list of marketing activities without a cohesive system governing them, you become highly susceptible to what she calls fluff.
Okay, but wait, let's look at the reality of running a business for a second.
Yeah.
Tactics are the execution, right? You can have the most brilliant high-level strategy in the world. But if you aren't out there, you know, running the ads, posting the content, doing the actual grunt work, nobody knows who you are.
That's true.
Aren't tactics simply the engine of the car? Like, you can't build a house without bricks. You still need the engine running to move.
You definitely need the engine running. But if the steering wheel isn't connected to the axle, you are just revving the engine in the driveway and burning incredibly expensive fuel.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
That is the danger of the tactic trap. You end up hiring agencies or building internal teams that, well, they want to talk to you all day long about algorithm update.
Right, or brand awareness, or engagement metrics.
Exactly. They talk about literally everything except the only metric that actually matters, which is revenue. They keep you focused on the noise of the engine to distract you from the fact that the car hasn't left the driveway.
That makes a lot of sense. And it brings us back to that idea of a collection of expensive habits.
Yeah.
Think about deciding you want to get into elite physical shape. You go out and buy a premium $500 a month gym membership.
Naturally.
You buy the top-of-the-line running shoes that the marathoners wear. You start subscribing to those customized, really expensive protein shake deliveries.
You're doing a lot of things.
Right. You're doing a lot, and you're spending a massive amount of money. But if you never actually go to the gym and lift a weight, you haven't built a strategy for getting fit. You just bought a bunch of fitness-adjacent stuff so you can feel like you are making progress.
That's spot on. And in the business world, that fitness-adjacent stuff often takes the form of renting your growth versus owning your market.
Renting versus owning.
Yeah, the source makes a really crucial distinction here. When you are just running ads, when you're trapped in that cycle of paying for clicks on search engines or social media platforms, you are entirely renting your growth. It's a pure pay-to-play model.
Because the moment you stop paying the toll, the landlord kicks you out. If a company turns off their Google ads today, and their entire lead flow completely vanishes by tomorrow morning, they don't actually have a marketing strategy.
No, they have an addiction to buying clicks.
Right. They're living paycheck to paycheck, but with marketing data.
A real strategy builds brand authority over time. It builds ownership in the market so that the business isn't entirely dependent on paying a toll to a tech giant for every single lead that comes through the door.
So you're building an asset rather than just paying an ongoing expense.
Exactly.
But let's apply some historical friction to this idea. Because chasing keywords, renting those clicks, running those traditional ads, I mean, that model built massive multi-billion dollar empires over the last 15 years.
Oh, absolutely.
For a very long time, that was the gold standard operating procedure for almost every successful direct-to-consumer and B2B business out there.
It was.
So if those old tactics were so wildly successful in the past, why is the source suddenly describing them as a dangerous game in 2026? Like, why abandon a proven model just because new buzzwords exist?
Well, we aren't abandoning it because of buzzwords. We are abandoning it because the underlying physics of the internet have changed.
Okay.
The source refers to this massive technological shift as the AI slump. The landscape has fundamentally altered, making that old tactic of purely buying clicks not just inefficient, but potentially financially fatal for margins.
The AI slump.
Yeah.
That implies a pretty massive drop-off in the way things used to work.
It does. The AI slump describes the very real phenomenon where traditional search engine traffic, you know, the volume of people going to a search bar, typing in a fragmented keyword, and clicking through 10 pages of blue links, that is being significantly reduced.
Right.
And it's happening because user behavior is evolving rapidly.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
I want you to think about how you search for things today compared to maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's totally different.
The old way of marketing, chasing those keywords and optimizing for those blue links was kind of like trying to put up the biggest, brightest billboard on the busiest highway you could find.
Yep.
You just wanted as many eyeballs as possible, hoping someone driving by happened to need your specific service at that exact moment. But now, it's no longer about the billboard.
No.
People aren't driving down that highway. Instead, they're sitting in their living room and they are asking their highly intelligent personal assistant to just solve the problem for them. It's about making sure that the AI, whether that's ChatGPT, Google Gemini, or whatever model is next, is whispering your specific name into the client's ear.
What's fascinating here is the fundamental shift in data integrity that this requires from a business.
How so?
Because being just another link on a list isn't an option anymore. If a user asks an AI model for the best provider of a complex service, the AI isn't going to spit out 20 options for the user to sift through.
No, nobody wants to read 20 options anymore.
Exactly. It's going to synthesize the information, give them one, maybe two, highly confident recommendations. So the ultimate goal, according to Joe Medico's guide, has shifted entirely. It is now about becoming the preferred answer for those AI models.
Meaning, when a potential B2B customer asks ChatGPT, hey, which corporate law firm has the most successful track record for defending intellectual property in the tech sector in New York?
Right.
ChatGPT doesn't just list law firms. It synthesizes case outcomes, news articles, client reviews, digital footprints, and it spits out your firm's name as the definitive answer.
But becoming that preferred answer does not happen by accident. And it certainly doesn't happen just because you spent $10,000 on search ads last month.
Right.
The author makes it very clear that it requires a specific strategic structuring of your digital presence, which brings us to the core mechanism the source introduces, which is entity authority.
Entity authority. You know, at first glance, that sounds like exactly the kind of agency fluff and jargon we were just criticizing.
It does sound like it.
But the guide actually roots this in very concrete, mechanical terms.
It grounds the concept in how machine learning actually parses the world. Entity authority is about positioning your brand and structuring your digital footprint so that it fulfills two simultaneous criteria.
Okay, what are they?
It must be AI readable and it must be human trusted.
Let's look at the mechanism of AI readable, because I think this is where a lot of traditional marketers are getting left behind right now.
Definitely.
In the past, you could sometimes, you know, trick a search engine algorithm by just stuffing a web page full of relevant keywords. The system was relatively dumb. It was just matching the text the user typed with the text on your page.
But modern AI models don't just read text strings anymore. They understand concepts. They understand entities and the relationships between them.
Right.
And AI looks at your business not just as a website, but as a real-world entity. It looks for a verified knowledge graph. It looks for connections to other trusted entities, mentions in authoritative publications, structured data markup that clearly defines what you do and who you serve.
So it's looking for verified expertise that extends way beyond your own domain name.
Exactly.
If your marketing is just a disorganized pile of social media posts, a few paid ads, and a basic website, the AI looks at you and sees digital noise. It doesn't see a trusted, cohesive entity. It just sees random, unverified activity. It has absolutely no reason to confidently recommend you to a user.
It sees a collection of disconnected tactics. It does not see an authoritative strategy. If your data isn't structured mechanically in a way that the AI can easily parse, verify against third-party sources, and actually trust, you will simply be invisible in this new search paradigm.
Wow. Okay, the logic is really sound. We have to be the AI's preferred answer.
Right.
We need entity authority so the machines trust us enough to recommend us.
Right.
But let's step into the shoes of a CEO or a marketing director listening to this right now. This is incredibly high level.
It is.
It borders on the theoretical. I understand the goal, but how does a business actually build this? How do you take the lofty concept of entity authority and turn it into a daily system that filters out the noise and actually generates closed deals and revenue?
Well, the source moves directly from diagnosing the problem into the practical solution here. It introduces the antidote to the tactic trap, which DoubleDone calls the digital playbook.
The digital playbook. This is where we move from the theoretical fluff to the technical backbone.
The digital playbook is the tangible framework that aligns every single marketing tactic with your specific business margins, your quarterly revenue goals, and the brutal realities of the 2026 AI search landscape.
Okay.
It's designed specifically to move a business away from vanity metrics.
And the ultimate goal of this playbook really centers around the concept of revenue alignment, right?
Yes.
This is the foundational mindset shift the guide advocates for. It demands the complete elimination of vanity metrics. Like, no more celebrating how many generic impressions an ad received.
Or how many views a social media video got.
Exactly. If those numbers don't translate to the bottom line, who cares?
It forces accountability onto the marketing department. Every action, every dollar spent, must be tied back to a simple, ruthlessly honest dashboard metric.
Which is?
I spent X dollars and I generated Y dollars in closed revenue. If a tactic cannot be measured against that metric, it is questioned.
That simplicity is really powerful. Honest data over technical jargon. But getting to that clean data requires solving a massive, expensive problem that plagues almost every digital budget right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And the playbook attacks this through what the author calls lead precision.
Lead precision is where the immediate financial impact of this strategy is really felt. When you read the section on this, you immediately understand the psychological toll the old model was taking on business owners.
Because it addresses the sheer agonizing terror of watching your carefully planned ad budget get completely drained by automated bots and click farms.
Right. When you are just running ads blindly, trapped in the old mindset of chasing maximum traffic and focusing on quantity over quality, a massive percentage of your budget is just evaporating.
Things just gone.
You're paying top dollar for clicks generated by scraper bots, competitor software, or individuals who have absolutely zero intent or financial capacity to ever buy your product.
It is the equivalent of paying a premium price to print, like 10,000 high-quality flyers, and then realizing the distribution company just drove straight to the landfill and threw half of them into a dumpster.
Yes.
You paid for the distribution. The dashboard says the flyers were delivered, but there was absolutely no precision. The money is just gone.
The digital playbook attacks this budget drain technically. It does not rely on hoping the right people click. It starts by ruthlessly defining the parameters of the ideal lead, and then it utilizes advanced technical filtering.
Think of it like hiring a high-end bouncer with a highly specific VIP list for an exclusive club.
Right.
Rather than just opening the doors and letting anyone off the street wander in and drink all your free champagne.
The system employs highly specific negative keyword lists, IP exclusions, and behavioral filters. It builds a technical fence around your ad budget so that it physically cannot be drained by non-buyers.
Wow.
It prioritizes the quality and intent of the lead over the sheer volume of vanity traffic.
And the guide makes a point that feels incredibly relevant for 2026. You do not need more traffic. More traffic is often just more server load and more wasted budget. You need more customers.
And this highlights the role of an agency like Double Dome Digital Marketing within the source material. They describe their function as providing the technical backbone.
Okay.
Because building this kind of sophisticated system, setting up the knowledge graphs for AI-readable data, configuring the complex bot filtering to protect the budget, and aligning the entire tracking infrastructure directly to closed revenue. I mean, that is highly technical, specialized work.
It is absolutely not something a CEO should be tinkering with on a Tuesday afternoon between board meetings.
No, definitely not.
It's not something you delegate to an intern who just happens to be good at social media either.
The CEO needs to be freed up to handle the high-level business strategy, the partnerships, the vision. The system, built and maintained by technical experts, handles the heavy, complex lifting of executing the tactics within the parameters of that strategy.
When you look at the comparison the author draws between the old way and the new way, it perfectly summarizes this entire paradigm shift.
It really does.
It's the shift from just running ads to deploying a strategy-first plan. The primary driver of the entire marketing department changes. The old, tactical, anxious mindset wakes up every morning and asks, what is trending today?
Yeah, and the team scrambles to figure out if they should be using a new meme format, jumping on a viral audio trend, or panic shifting budget to a new social platform just because a competitor did it.
Yeah.
It is entirely reactive.
Whereas the digital playbook mindset wakes up and asks a fundamentally different question. It asks, what drives revenue this quarter?
Exactly.
It changes the entire focus of the organization from chasing temporary keyword rankings to building the deep, verifiable entity authority required to become the AI's preferred answer.
It also completely changes the communication style internally, you know? You move away from the fluff and the technical jargon used to justify poor performance, and you move toward honest, transparent data.
And most importantly, it changes the fundamental growth model of the business. It shifts the company from renting their growth in a vulnerable pay-to-play model to achieving true market ownership.
Because as the text points out, a real system, a true strategy, works while you sleep.
Yeah.
It positions your business as the obvious choice without relying on daily reactive scrambling by your team.
It's a transition from gambling with your budget to investing in an asset.
Exactly.
When you are just throwing uncoordinated tactics at the wall to see what sticks, while you're blind to the actual return on investment and your budget is constantly bleeding out to bot traffic, I mean, the anxiety is justified.
Because it feels like you are walking into a casino and putting your company's quarterly budget on a roulette table. You're hoping for a hit, but you have no control over the outcome.
And the house always wins when you play the rent-to-growth game long enough. The shift to a strategy-first system, utilizing a digital playbook, is about taking that control away from the ad platforms and the algorithms and putting the power back into the hands of the business. So let's bring this all together for you, listening right now. Whether you are running a company yourself, whether you're prepping for a high-stakes marketing meeting with your executive team, or you are just trying to wrap your head around how artificial intelligence is fundamentally rewiring the plumbing of the internet and commerce.
Yeah.
The core takeaway from Joe Medico's strategy guide is crystal clear.
It is time to stop chasing clicks.
Stop chasing clicks, stop renting your growth from tech platforms that can change the rules overnight, and start building the authority to own your market. The strategy has to dictate the system. And then the system is what executes the tactics. Right. You have to draw the blueprints and pour the foundation before you start randomly laying bricks. You don't just buy a bunch of expensive disconnected habits and hope you magically get in shape. You need a playbook that demands accountability and aligns with the reality of how technology actually works today.
It is a critical, unavoidable evolution for any business that wants to survive the transition into this new era of search. But, you know, analyzing this profound shift toward optimizing for AI models, this raises an important question.
Well, I like where this is going. What's the question?
If our entire business strategy, the entire architecture of our digital playbook in 2026, is now based on structuring data and proving entity authority specifically to convince an artificial intelligence to recommend us.
Okay.
If our primary driving goal is to be the preferred answer for models like ChatGPT and Gemini, we really have to pause and ask ourselves, moving forward, who is the real target audience of our marketing?
Oh, wow.
Is it the human customer holding the credit card, or is it the algorithm whispering in their ear?
Wow. That is a wild thought to end on. Are we building trust with humans, or are we engineering trust with the machines that tell the humans what to do?
Who is really making the purchasing decision in 2026? That is definitely something to chew on. Well, that wraps up our look at the 2026 digital playbook strategy and the escape from the taxi trap. We hope this deep dive helped you separate real scalable strategy from those expensive habits and maybe gave you a sharper perspective on exactly where the internet and business growth is heading next. Thanks for exploring these insights with us, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.